6th. The place is Lambertville, New Jersey, the home of Lucy White. The time of the start of this interview is approximately 1:12 in the afternoon. The interviewer for today will be Mr. Lance Metz. The interviewee will be Lucy White. Lucy, would you state your full name, please? Would you state your full name, please?
My full name?
Yes.
Now?
Yes, now.
You don't want... see, I you want white, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't want when I got married before.
Well, that later on we'll get into that, but just what your name is right now.
Oh, what my name is now?
Yes.
By my husband?
By your husband, yes.
Oh, with DiGiorgio.
Okay.
Lucy DiGiorgio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Lucy, what were your parents' names?
Reuben Nash and Annie Nash. Annie.
Where were they from?
They were from, my mother was from Pennsylvania, it were Wormsville.
Wormsville?
Yep, Pennsylvania. I was born in Wormsville, too.
What year was that?
Oh, my, I could never tell you.
Okay. What was, and your father was from Pennsylvania also?
I don't know where Pop was. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I never heard. I know by my father about my mother. You know.
Okay.
But, yeah.
What did your father do for a living? What kind of job did he have?
Well, at first he farmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
He had cows and horses and I don't know. And we plowed and everything. Mm-hmm. I plowed. And then I'd get on the horse's back and fetch him in at noon and feed him. And then go back out again in the afternoon again. And my father stayed on the farm until my mother passed away. And then after she passed away, then he wouldn't stay. And this man wanted him to stay. He said, because you lost your wife, you got two boys. And, well, I got two brothers and two sisters, me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted my older sister to stay there because... But she was only my half-sister, see.
Mm-hmm.
My father was married 3 times. I guess that's pretty near enough. But she said, no, I'm not going to stay here. He's going to move. So we moved down into Point Pleasant.
Oh,
right
okay.
Close to the lock. You know where the lock is?
Yes, I do. Very well.
Well, there's where I live. There. I didn't live with the lock.
Right.
But the house. Right there on the road there. The house is there, yeah.
How old were you when you moved down there?
Well, mother died when I was 8 years old. My mother did, yeah. And I didn't get no schooling because they took us right out of school right away. Then we lived at Brownsburg. He stayed there as soon as the rent was due. He wanted to move.
Mm-hmm.
Then I lived down to... I know the place, but I can't just think of it, but it's down further. Then he wanted to move again.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved back up to Lumberville, and then we stayed there.
Okay.
And then Pop went a boat in Brahacky Sampson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a familiar name to me.
Yeah, well, Hacky Sampson had a coal yard there in Point Pleasant.
Right, right.
Yeah. And my father voted for them, but we didn't go. My one brother went. He went for the drive, the mules, you know.
He drove mules for your father?
Who?
Your one brother?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Uncle Bill. I always call him Uncle Bill. His name was Bill Nace.
Bill Nace.
Yeah. And my other brother that just passed away here a couple of months ago, his name was Warren. But we had to leave him on a farm until we had the funeral over because we couldn't take him to the funeral. See, he was only a little bit baby when Mama died. So that was. Then my father went a boating for Hacky Sampson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he boated stone. Yeah, up at the trap rock or whatever they call it.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, he voted for him. And then Hacky Sensel told him to go, so he went, and my one brother went along, and then Pop, they asked Pop, they put the chain around the stone, you know.
Right.
And then they pull it up. Mm-hmm. So Pop did, and Pop smashed both of his fingers.
Ooh.
In between the stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was halfway, well, the doctor had to cut it all the way off. And so then they had to load him up right away and put him on the train and send him home. So he come home. Then he didn't do no more boating for them. He quit then altogether for him, and then he boated for the other one, I boated.
The Call Navigation Company?
Huh?
The boat for the Call Navigation Company, father?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but they owned that. We didn't own it.
Right. You just
only thing we owned was our mules, that's all.
Your mules and your harness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We owned that, yeah.
So he bowled coal and out of Mock Chunk then from then
yeah.
on?
Yeah. Yeah. All the way from Mock Chunk to Philadelphia to
Bristol. Right.
And then we went out with a tug.
You went out with a tug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that, because you're one of the only two people left alive who did that. What was that like?
Honey, I hate to say it, but you'd have been scared to death too, because I was. When the tug comes up, the tide has to turn, you know.
Right.
First to come up from Philadelphia. All right, we was out there, tide fast, and the boat was going like this, you know.
Bouncing up and down.
Yeah. And so Pop said to me, he said, all right, go down and lay down. And I said, no. Then I laid down the bed and I got worse. And then they took me off of the tug and put off the boat and carried me over in the tug. They put me over on the tug. They took me off of the boat because the boat was just going like this.
You were getting seasick.
Yep. Then I went again. Then I didn't get no more. I could just sit right up there and let the waves go right over the top of me.
Lucy, how many boats would they tow down together? A couple at a time or just one or two?
No. They used to tow three or four.
Three or four.
Yeah, one behind the other, or two side by side, and then another one in back end.
Where in Philadelphia did you stop when you get down there?
We stayed at the Glass House. They call it the Glass House.
Mm-hmm.
There's where we unloaded.
Okay.
What they've done with the stuff, I don't know.
Okay.
What's the glass?
Huh?
What was the glass house, Lucy?
I don't know. It wasn't. I didn't see no glass there.
She's not saying glass.
That's what glass. They call it. The glass house.
Glass house.
Yeah.
I think I know. I think it's up around Pier 13. Was it up around Pier 13 up in that area? I'm gonna have to do some checking on that because this is fascinating. Because you're one of the few people who remembers boating out in the river. Because see, after 1924, they didn't boat in the river anymore.
Well, that gives you some age.
Yeah.
You ask her whether she's young
enough. Would you say they didn't boat when?
They didn't take the boats out of the river after about 1924. They just ran them down as far as Bristol, I thought.
No, I think you're wrong.
I might be wrong. When did they stop taking them out in the river, Lucy?
Because we went out in the river until we quit altogether.
When did you quit? 1931, 32?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because we come up to Point Pleasant and ten lock then.
Oh.
Ten lock there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you first got interested in the canal through your father, right?
Right.
Okay.
And, yeah. And then after I lived with my father, the rest of them all got married. I was the last one. And then I married my husband. That was Jonas White.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a boat, but the boat, he didn't belong to him, only his team.
He would have a company boat then?
Yep. And then I got married to him, and then we boated too.
Lucy, we remember the name of, we remember the number of his boat?
The number of the boat?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious.
No, not unless it's on my book. I got my book here. It's in there in the room. It shows you everything like you got up where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Stoves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the mule and everything. Yeah.
Did your father ever have names for his mules?
Yeah, he did have. I don't know what he. Sometimes he felt like killing them.
I can believe it. They could get stuck at times.
They get, well, you had to put a muzzle on their nose, you know, because they wanted to eat grass, you know.
Did he run them on the pulley block like this?
Yeah. One behind the other one.
Right.
Yeah. This was the head and this one was back.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we had a dog and we left it. He used to leave. I told him not to do it, but he done it. The mules would stop, even if they did have the muzzle on, and made him mad. So he said to the dog, sick him. So the dog jumped overboard and went out and bit the mule in the leg. And the mule went up in the air. I said, that's enough. I said, don't you do that again. I said, if that mule would hit that dog, we'd kill him.
Your dad used to stick the dog on it.
No, my husband.
Your husband.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
When we voted together, sure.
How old were you when you got married, Lucy, and started voting?
I was just 21.
Just 21?
Yep. And now I'm 86.
Okay. How did you meet your husband?
By walking.
On a towpath?
No. I was home with my father up in Point Pleasant, up the Hickin Hill. She knows where it's at. A little house is there, and the church and the schoolhouse was there yet where we went to school. And so he had a mile and something to walk over to me. And my father was very particular with us kids after Mama died. So he was outside of the paling fence, and I was inside.
Mm-hmm.
We stand there talking. My father looked, he said, come on, 11 o'clock, get in here. And you better go too, or you're going to get the strap.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have no car or nothing. He had to walk.
So that's how you met him?
Yeah.
So you were pretty experienced in boating before you got married. You knew your way around the boat then before you got married.
Oh yeah. I was on with my father, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The two brothers and three sisters. And only two beds, that's all.
Did you know I mentioned some names here, some of the people who were boating during that time. They might be a little bit younger. They are younger than you, but I'll see if you remember some of the names. Did you know Jimmy Brown used to boat?
Colored?
Colored man.
Yep. I know Jimmy very well. I don't know where he's living now.
He's still alive.
Huh?
He's still alive. He lives in Lansdale now.
He does?
Yep. And I see him about once a week.
Oh, boy. If you ever seen, tell him I said hello. I like his... Is his wife a living?
Yep. She's a living, too.
She's a little bit of a thing.
A little bit of a thing. Bye.
Oh, I'd love to see them. Yeah.
Well, maybe we can arrange it. We'll bring him up here sometime.
Oh, I always like this. It's only a little thing, you know. I like you very much.
Yeah. They're good friends of mine, Lucy.
That's good. That's good.
That's why I wondered. How about Joe Reed? Do you remember Joe Reed?
Yep. Oh, Joe Reed.
Yeah, Joe Reed.
Well, Joe Reed was my pal.
Joe Reed was your pal?
Yeah, he was very good to us, very good. And he boarded on the canal.
Right.
He said to me, we were at the lock then, then we quit. But he was boating, and he stopped there. And he said, Lucy, you know, I know you ever since you're a little girl, and now you're married. He said, I want to get a woman, too. Where am I going to get a woman? And I said, well, Joe, I don't know. I got his picture. I got his wife's picture and him and his children.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, try to get me one. So this woman was from Texas. And she came up here to my place at the law. And I said, Nellie, you want to stay here with me? A man going to meet you with a boat. She said, yeah, I'd like to stay. Could I stay? I said, sure, you can stay here. When Joe came down, I told him, tie your boat up here at Point Pleasant, and then you come in the house, and I'll give you an introduction to this woman. She's a very nice woman. And I said, there she is. You want her or don't you? And he said, oh, I, he said, oh, yes, I want her, every bit of her. And he said, well, that belongs to you. My husband says, that's yours. Yeah. Then the poor thing died.
Yeah.
Yeah. They lived in Freemansburg then.
Yep.
I don't know where Joe's living or not.
Joe died about 5 years ago. He still lived in Freemansburg.
It's a good thing that I met you. I always wanted to know what happened, Joe, because Joe wanted me to, after my husband died and everything, he wanted me to come and live with him. But I didn't want to go because I couldn't get up and down the steps.
Right. See? Well, Joe stayed in Freemansburg. He worked for Bethlehem Steel after he quit boating.
Yep.
And he...
Did you know his father?
Didn't know his father. I knew Joe very well, though.
Yeah.
And he died about 5 years ago.
I'm glad you came. So I was thinking the other day, I'd like to know how I could call to see if Joe's a living. But I thought maybe he had passed away because he wasn't so... I don't know how old he was, but...
He was in his 70s when he died.
Oh, was he?
About 77, 78 when he died.
Oh, I see.
Joe was a big man. He was a strong
man.
Oh,
I guess he was. And he said he certainly was. He's very big, very big.
How about Casper Dreyer? Did you know Casper Dreyer?
Who?
Casper Dreyer. He voted from, he's a Lehigh man, come down, Dutchman, came down from Lawry's and voted.
No, I don't think I do.
How about Frank Swope? Did you know Frank Swope?
Yep.
You know, his two boys are still alive. Howard, young Howard and young Frank are still alive.
Oh, I see.
Frank, young Frank lives in Upper Black, lives in Irwinna.
Oh.
And Howard lives in Upper Black Eddy.
Oh.
And they're the ones who found Jimmy Brown for me.
Oh, how about that? Yeah. A Whiskey Jack.
Whiskey Jack Miller.
Yeah. Is he living?
He's gone.
Oh, I see.
John Free's gone too, although his son's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
He was quite a character, I guess.
Yeah, we all know one another.
Lucy, you voted for Mark Chunk when you first started out, right, with your husband? What was it like up there?
What was it like?
In Mark Chunk when you were voting?
Well, it was nice then to what it is now. We had been up there now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a lot. The chutes was all there.
Mm-hmm.
And the train come in with the coal, and then the chute. Then they had the chute, and then your coal come down in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Yeah. But now, Vernon Osshouse, well, she knows him, and Blanche's father and mother wanted to go up there. So Vernon says, oh, okay, I'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
So they took us and we went up. See, I can't take nobody because I have to get close to the canal.
Right.
But you can't with a car, you know.
Right.
And Vernon knows just how to go.
Right.
So we went up there and I took them up this switchback. That's all gone.
Yep. Yeah, all torn up.
That's all tore up. But we went up there just the same, and then we come down into my junk,
mm-hmm.
you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Blanche said, I'm getting hungry. She said, come on, let's go in here and eat. So I said, okay. So we all went in there and ate, her mother and us. And so this man was giving us the food, you know. When he got down, I said, what's on the other side of the river there? What's over there? He said, you want to see, Mommy? I said, yeah. And he said, over there is a lock. He said, that's where you went through. That's the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then they wasn't satisfied. Blanche says, we want to go where you loaded. And Brennan says, yep, we do. So the man told us we had 10 miles to go to get there. So we went, just the same. We got up there. And there was nothing in.
No, it's all torn down.
No. Blanche and Vernon got out, but Blanche's mother and I, we stayed in the car.
Lucy, did you boat out of Lawry's after they moved down from Mock Chunk, or you were lock tended by the time they went to Lawry's? Did you boat out of Lawry's also?
Out of where?
Out of Lawry's. And they moved down from Mock Chunk down to Lawry's. Did you boat out of Lawry's at all?
You mean... to boot?
Well, they used to start. They used to start you at Mock Chunk, if you recall. Yeah. Then they moved down to Laurie's, you know. And then
they quit up at Mock Chunk?
You quit Mock Chunk and went to Laurie's.
Yeah.
You boated out of Laurie's also?
Yep. There's where I lost my little boy.
Tell me about that.
That my little boy got grounded there, in there. Sunday was the only time we there wash our clothes, you know, and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I told my husband to watch the kids now because I'm going to clean up. And he said, okay. He went out on the lumber yard and went to sleep. And my daughter and little Eddie, they went, and Charlie went all the way there at where you hoist the boats up, you know, to cork them.
Yep.
And he thought he could swim too. So he drowned. But we got the coroner, and he said, no, he never drowned. He said, something busted the minute he hit the water.
How old was it, Lucy?
3 years old.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because the man from my trunk came down, and he cried as much as I cried. And then they loaded us the first. We weren't supposed to get loaded. We were supposed to wait. He said, I want this boat loaded first, he said. And because they got to stop down to Rowella, and because we had to go out of town and fix for the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we was the first one. So the man that owned the canal, he said, Mom, don't worry about nothing. He said, I'm going to take care of everything and you too. And you're not going to drive anymore from here to Point Pleasant. I'm going to send a man along. And he did. He put the man along.
Who was I Am Church?
That was the man. He was the one that took care of everything. And he's the one that then the undertaker, when we got down to Point Pleasant, why then they called up and then the undertaker fetched the baby down.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got buried him up to Point Pleasant, up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Then I lost the other one. I lost one at 9 years old. He got killed with a mule.
How did it happen, Lucy?
Well, my husband's brother, Charles, went over on the farm to colorate stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, all right. I said, where are you going to go? Charlie said, I'm going to go over to the farm. He said, I'll take Margaret along. And I said, all right. I said, but then little Eddie wanted to go along too. And I said, don't put them on the mules together. Don't do that. And I told Charlie, when they left the place, he put them on the mule, both of them, and a canoe paddle yet besides. And I suppose maybe the mule paddle hit the mule. I don't know. I don't know because I wasn't there. But my daughter took her sweater off and laid him on the side of the road and went back up and called her and hollered for her uncle. She just kept screaming. And the woman told me that she just kept screaming, God, come on, come on, come on, get my brother, get my brother. So then Uncle Charlie come down, and Margaret said, there he is.
Whereabouts did the accident occur? Where was the farm, Lucy?
Up in Point Pleasant, up in Barn. You don't know where Barm is?
Yes, I know where
it is. Well, about a mile or so, we lived up in the farm then.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the winter time, would you live on the boat or?
No.
Okay. What did you do during the winter time?
At winter time, we stayed home. That's all.
Okay.
He told you to save your money, and to save the back money.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that to Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got that in Christmas, why then that was supposed to last us until we went in March.
Mm-hmm.
March we'd go again if it wasn't froze.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got up as far as the Easton, then it was froze up. We had to stay there.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Okay. Fine. What?
That's nice. I'm so glad. I have to take your hand. I'm so glad that you talked, because I've been thinking about Joe, you know?
Yeah, Joe died about 5 years ago. and just dropped over. He was pretty healthy, and he just dropped over. It's an amazing man. He was a big man, strong man.
Oh, yeah, he was big, husky.
How about the Morrell boys? You know the Morrell boys, Charlie and Frankie Morrell?
Yeah.
They were bad actors, weren't they, Lucy?
Yeah, they was. We had some bad actors on the canal. They'd load, and then they'd come down the canal, and then if they wanted something to drink, they'd sell the coal.
Mm-hmm.
The coal belonged to you, and they wasn't supposed to do it, but they done it. They sold it just the same.
How about Billy Licklider? Did Billy Licklider
ever? Yep. Is he living?
No.
Oh, see. Yeah. I thought all of them was gone.
There aren't too many left, Lucy. You and Jimmy Brown are about the only two of the older generation left.
Them two, I really love them.
I'm going to bring them up to see you.
I wish sometime I'd even pay you to bring them over.
No, you don't have to pay. I'll bring them up, Lucy.
Because I like them. They're real nice.
Sure. How did you meet Jimmy? How did you first get to know him?
Jimmy came from Bristol, Pennsylvania.
Right.
That's where they came. Right. Then they lived here in Lambertville. Oh, somebody's knocking.
Excuse me for a second. Let's stop it for a minute. Jimmy was from Bristol, right?
Who was it, huh?
No, I just wanted to put the tape back on, Lucy. Put the tape back on.
Oh.
Okay. So you met Jimmy. He was from Bristol, right?
Huh?
You met Jimmy Brown. He was from Bristol, right?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
Well, we met him in Center Bridge. Because we used to go down there to my brother-in-law's place, Charlie White.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's down in Florida. He's coming back. He married my daughter, and he's coming back now. He wrote me a letter, and he said, "Mom, I'm going to come back and stay back."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's coming up from Florida. He voted, too.
Mm-hmm.
He voted for his father and with his uncle and like that, that's all.
How did you meet Vi? Jimmy's wife.
Charlie?
No, Jimmy's wife, Vi. How'd you meet Vi?
How did I meet Vi?
Yeah, Jimmy's wife. How'd you meet her?
Well, when they lived in Center Bridge, because they lived there where you go up the hill to go over to Rice's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they lived right there in that house there, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's only a little bit of thing, ain't she?
Right, right.
This is cute.
Right.
But they say that he stopped drinking and all.
He did.
He did?
Stopped drinking. What happened to him was he was coming home from work.
Yeah.
And somebody rolled him.
Oh, my God.
And they stole all his money. So he stopped drinking about 10, 15 years ago. And he stopped drinking because they rolled him.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And then that's why he stopped drinking. Lucy, did a lot of people drink on the canal?
Oh, there was plenty of them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the recreation like? What did you do to have a good time on the canal when you had
a good time?
Yeah.
I didn't see no good time.
Most of the time you're working in, right?
Just work, that's all.
Because you were only paid for carrying the coal to where you unloaded. You weren't paid for going back up empty, were you?
Huh?
You weren't paid for your back. You weren't paid for going back up empty, were you? You only paid for delivering the coal. You weren't paid to go back up empty, were you?
We got paid for going back up empty, and we paid for going down loaded.
Oh, you got paid both ways.
Yeah.
How much did they pay you?
Well, I don't know, because they kept that back.
Yeah.
They kept that back, and we got so much that's all to live on, you know, with the mules and stuff.
Okay. What did you cook when you were boating? What kind of food did you cook when you were boating?
Oh, God, I couldn't tell you what kind of food. All kinds of food, I guess.
Did you cook it in like a small stove? A little stove?
Yeah, I got it in my book.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever carry anything else besides coal when you were boating with your husband?
Nope.
Always coal.
That's cool.
Did you ever have any problems locking yourself through? Did you ever have any problems going through the locks?
No. No, no trouble.
Did you ever have a mule die on you when you were working?
Nope. And no mule was sore, either, with the collar. We always kept nice, paddled them, and when we tied up, at 10 o'clock you had to be tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a little water and the soap and wash their shoulders good and wash them down, and then feed them, and then we went to bed. Then we went to bed. 4 o'clock, we was ready to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But lots of people had awful looking mules. That's why that woman was there to Catasauqua. She was there watching them.
Tell me about her. She was.
She rescued. I don't know how many.
She was from the SPCA or something.
Yep. She was told to do that, I guess. I don't know.
Was the company pretty strict in enforcing the rules?
No. No. No, I think the man that we voted for was very nice.
Mm, Churchy.
Yep. He certainly was very nice.
He's quite a man. Interesting stories about him.
Yep.
Is his name Church?
Isaac Church. Isaac Martin Church. He was the chief superintendent of the canal until the last couple of years, and when he died, Asa Swank took over. He was assistant super before that time. But the Isaac Church.
I always wanted to ask her, was it Mr. Church's wife who put her arms around you when your baby died?
No, the Undertaker.
Oh, the Undertaker
was the one that pushed him down, and she didn't know who I was, so she asked somebody. She said, I wonder where the mother is. And I was standing there, and then she come around, and she said, are you the mother to the baby? And I said, yeah, why? She said, oh, I think that's awful. She said, why, the pretty little baby, and it has to be one. Well, I said, I couldn't help it. I said, I had to work. I said, my husband didn't work nothing, so what was I going to do?
Why did your husband quit boating with the little off tending? When did you?
Well, we got tired boating.
Got tired boating.
Yeah, we lived down to Bristol first.
Mm-hmm.
After we stopped boating, and then we stayed down there a while, and then they told us that we could have the lock in Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got the both locks in Point Pleasant. And then Flora Henry was up to the next lock.
I knew Flora Henry.
Did you know her?
I knew Flora.
Yeah, well, she died, too.
Yeah.
So did her sister and her mother.
Joe Reed was friendly with Flora Henry for a time, wasn't he?
You're not kidding. I know.
Yeah. I know Flora's son, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know where he's living or not, the son.
He's in Quakertown.
Yeah, he lives in Quakertown. I don't know where about.
He goes down to see Jimmy Brown once in a while. That's why I'm
saying. Yeah, well, they're thick together.
Yeah.
Them two. Yeah. But I was surprised that Jimmy quit drinking.
Oh yeah, he got rolled and then he quit.
Well, that was a good thing.
What was Jakey Henry Flora's father like?
Well, he was kind of funny. He drink, and he used to walk 2 miles down to Point Pleasant to get something to drink and let the kids lock the boat shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he drunk a lot.
Did you know old John Cochran, too? He used to be a locked in?
Yeah, he died.
He's died. A couple of his kids are left, though.
Yep.
Did you know Denny Scott got killed down at Lodi Lock? He was boating with Happy Joe Singley.
Where?
Lodi Lock got killed down there. Denny Scott. Did you ever hear the story about that? How he was crushed between the boat and the canal lock?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. I guess the blog, I'll leave it off from there. Did the canal people go to dances and do things outside the canal?
Go what?
Do social things. Wait a minute, at all. Just what thing.
So maybe that's why she said
no, it's, Lucy, so you were lock tending when the canal stopped.
Yep.
How'd they tell you they were going to stop running boats? Who told you, or how'd they say?
No, they let us know.
Left you know.
Yeah.
Could you still live at the lock tender's house then, or did you have to move out?
No, you had to move out.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know Harry Parker?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Now where is he?
He's dead.
Oh. I'm surprised about poor Jimmy. I love them too, boy. I don't care.
Well, I remember Jimmy.
Whether they were black or whether they were white, but they were nice. I really liked them.
What did they
And they love me too. But they go on crazy.
Well, I'm going to bring them up in a couple weeks. I'm definitely going to bring them up.
Yeah.
Lucy, tell me some of the things you would, what your jobs were when you were on the, when you were boating with your husband. Did you steer or he walked the mules or what did you do? Or just
well,
back and forth?
Sometimes we didn't walk with them all the time. We let them go alone, you know. Mm-hmm. As long as you had the muzzle on, they would walk alone, you know,
mm-hmm.
by themselves. But if I wanted to stay in the boat, then I'd have to steer. And then if I had to cook, I had to steer the boat and cook too. Right in, you know where the hinges is.
Right, where the hinges at.
Yeah, well, there's where the stove was. Then I'd run backwards because if I didn't, the boat would go aground. And I had to run back. Then you got where you went under a bridge. There were a lot of nasty kids. And they were sort of stuck down on your food. And
mm-hmm.
you couldn't eat it.
And you know, it's a lot of people used to really stone the boats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kids would swim nude in the canal and hang on to your boat.
Yeah, and some people up there, up at the eastern there, coming down the 5 mile level.
Yep.
There used to be a lot of them there. They were swimming. It's a shame. I don't like to say it, but it's the truth. But they would be stark naked.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have nothing. They'd grab a hold of the side of the boat and try to pull themselves up. But then I'd stick the dog, and the dog would bite him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jerry used to carry a baseball bat and hit him with baseball bats when
oh,
they tried
yeah,
to go
because they were lousy.
Yeah.
Their purpose is just to annoy?
No.
They were swimming. See, what happened was the area around the canal up there started going downhill. A lot of the kids were immigrant kids, and they had nothing better to do, so they swim in the canal, annoy the people. Glendon was a bad area too, Lucy, I guess. They used to stone you up at Glendon.
Yeah.
Ed Houseworth, he used to boat with his father, told me a story. He got stoned and knocked in the head up at Glendon level one time. Lucy, I know a lot of the boatmen carried guns on the boats.
We did too.
You did too?
Yep.
Shotgunner?
And that, yes, sir. It was loaded too. You know? I want to tell you that story. Going up from Easton up to for Freemansburg, Lubbock.
Right, right.
It used to be a railroad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians worked on the railroad.
Right.
And they were in the, they talked dirty to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband was driving, and he said, they call me all kinds of names, you know, and stuff. So he said, go down and get the gun. He said, and you shoot him. Me, like a jerk, I went down and got the gun, and I shot, and I fell head over heels myself. And was I mad? I took the gun and broke it in two and threw it in the canal.
Did they run, though, when you shot them? Did they run away from you when you shot them?
No, they didn't run away, no. They just laughed. I didn't hit nobody, no. But I was at it. He said, shoot. I shoot. But, oh, boy.
Was it by Cooksey's Lock? Was it by Cooksey's Lock? Did it happen there?
No, it was up in Freemansburg.
Up in Freemansburg.
Yeah, between Freemansburg and, what's the next one? Up? Oh, you know.
All right, which way? Going towards Bethlehem?
Yeah, Bethlehem. Up at Bethlehem.
Okay.
In through there, they used to be very nasty.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians, you know.
Well, there was a fine.
Yeah.
One of the Italians did get wounded. Lucy did her husband.
Yeah.
They had to pay a fine.
You had to pay a fine for that?
Huh?
You had to pay a fine for that shooting?
Not that
one. No. Then another time, when we loaded up to shoot, and come down,
mm-hmm.
and we just come out to where we got weight, and then our boat stuck fast. Well, then it was on the railroad there. They was up there, and they hollered to my husband, and they hollered to me, you know. The Italians, why didn't the boss tell him to stop? He didn't. My husband went down in the cabin. He bought another gun. He went down the cabin and got the gun, and come up, and he shot. And it hit the fellow in the leg. The one fell on the leg. So I said, well, then when we tied up, I said, now you did it. He said, yeah, I don't care if I did do it. So So we come on down and got loaded. We were loaded coming down. I don't know where we were going to take it to. Lumberville. We used to take it to Lumberville, mm-hmm. and Point Pleasant, and on New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And so when we come back up light, well, we stopped there, and Hacky Sensen come out. And he said, hey, don't go up. He said, you're arrested. He said, you shot a man on the railroad in the leg. And he said, stay here for about 2 weeks. So we did. He said, I'll let you know to when they're going to, when he tells you to come. That's the boss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he let us know. All right, I thought everything was all hunky-dory, you know. So we went on up to Westport. He knows where Westport is.
Westport,
where
well.
We used to cork the boats, you know.
Right. Boatyard, Westport.
That's right.
The boatyard. That burned about 2 years ago.
It did?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So that must have been the early 1920s then when that happened.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So he went out the mules or something to do something. So somebody knocked on the cabin like that, and I said, who's up there? He said, come up, and then you will know. So I went up the steps, and I said, what do you want? He said, I want your husband, because your husband is arrested, and he has to go. I said, well, okay. So when he came in from the harness, on taking the harness off and stuff, I said, you're arrested, you have to go, there's a paper, you have to go, or get on the boat, go over to my trunk, and you have to pay or do something, I don't know what. He wanted me to go with him, I wouldn't go. So he paid $15, that's all, for shooting. But I shot good.
You weren't pregnant when you shot.
Huh?
You weren't pregnant when you shot the gun. She was pregnant the second time.
No, I was pregnant with my daughter when he shot, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not going over there. And he said, all right. I said, you go yourself. So he went himself. I didn't go. I let him go.
So did you enjoy boating, Lucy?
Yes, I wish to God I could boat today.
You're about the 100th person who's boated on the canal that told me that.
Yes, sir. I wish I could. I wish my eyes was good and my and the boats was going. I said, come on, get a team of mules and away we go.
Did you ever have any problems with the boats, like any accidents with the boats? Like, you ever broke a turnbuckle? You never?
No.
How about cleats? Did you ever break a cleat?
What?
Did you ever break a cleat on the boat? Did you ever break a cleat? Did you ever pull a cleat off the boat when you were working or anything? The cleats?
I know what you mean now.
Yeah.
No, If some has the, what do they call it, that's all fastened together.
Right.
There's no, it seems like two together.
There's stiff boats and there's section boats.
Yeah.
You always had a section boat?
Yeah. No, not always. No, we had the two.
You had a stiff boat?
Yeah.
Let me talk about stiff boats for a minute, because you're about the only person I know that worked on the stiff boat. Were they easier to work than the section boat?
Yep. They were very easy because you steer everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, it kind of, the hinges, you know.
Right.
Didn't work so good, you know.
Where was the stiff boat? Was that a company boat, or was that a company boat, or was that one of Hackey's boats?
No, that was all the company.
All the company's boats.
Yeah.
There weren't very many stiff boats around, were they?
No, not too many.
Could they carry as much coal as a section boat?
We hauled 100 ton.
100 ton.
Yep.
In both the stiff boat and the section boat, they carried the same amount?
Yep. That's all you could haul, because I tell you, if you put more, you're not going to go through, because the mud there had to clean some of it out, you know,
right.
and they couldn't go. So, but we was all right, yeah.
Did your husband ever help to unload coal when they would come to a place?
No, he didn't have to.
Didn't have to. I know some of the guys did. They were paid extra for doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. We didn't.
You didn't. Who took care of the mules most of the time, you or your husband?
Both of us together. I was with him all the time. When he went out to the barn, I'd go out in the morning with him. He'd call me, and then we'd set the alarm clock, and then we'd be ready to go 4 o'clock. By the time that would be the time that you could go through.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock, you had to quit. And you better be sure where you're going to tie up at, because you're not going to get through.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a long wait to get through a lot? A couple boats that are ahead of you, a long wait? How many boats were on the canal all together when you were boating, like in a given year?
My God, I couldn't tell you.
30, 40, 50?
Oh, yes, more than that.
Towards the end, were there fewer boats than there were when you first started?
Yep.
When you went lock tenant, Lucy, how much did the company pay your husband?
You mean at the lock?
At the lock, yeah.
We got $20, $20 a month. That's
$20
all.
A month. You got free rent. Right.
Yep. That we had two locks to take care of, one down here and one up here.
The daughter.
There's two of them there, you know.
Did your daughter help you take care of the locks?
Yeah. My daughter went down and opened the lower lock, and then we opened the upper lock, yeah.
So she was a big help then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have a garden? Did we trade things back and forth to the boatman?
No. We didn't know what a garden was.
Okay.
Because we stay here on the boat.
I know some of the boat people used to, Jakey Gessler used to have a store up at Hope's Lock. You never ran a store at your lock then?
No.
Okay.
Some of the people had stores right by the lock.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah, well, down at Bristol, when you come in from the tug and come in, the first one, that had a store. And so my husband said, you have to go out and get some bread and stuff. So I went out and got some bread and stuff. And he was going to put the boat in the lock, you know, when he could, because there was some ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a loaf of bread and a bucket of water. Well, the boat bumped. It bumped like that, you know, against something. And I went down in the boat. And you know that boat truck.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went down in there with a bucket of water and a loaf of bread. Boy. Then they had to stop for me and get the doctor. Then they got the doctor, and he said, well, if you could get somebody to drive for you or help you to get to Point Pleasant, but you'll have to pay him. So my husband, I said, now don't bother. I said, I'll be all right. I sat down and steered, you know. It was all right, then I could steer. Then we come up to Point Pleasant, then we tied up. We was there for about a month until I got straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucy, were your children, any of your children born on the boats?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
How did you take care of the kids on the boat? Did they have a cradle in the cabin, or did they...
Nope. I tied them fast with a rope.
Tied them fast with a rope.
Had a belt around here,
mm-hmm.
and then there was something on the hatch, and that was fast. And then you snap that in there, and then they're tied fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you buy your food from when you were boating? Different places, or?
Yeah, different places. Yeah, yeah.
You had was there a well on the boat where you could put it down close to?
No.
You got your water from where? Springs along the side?
Yeah, we had to get the water from, where you went in the lock. If they gave you water, you could get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you went to Philadelphia, we had a great big barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then between Philadelphia and...
Bristol?
I forget now where it is now. But in between that and there, there you could fill up your you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The barrel. You could fill that all the way up, and that was good water then. But it had to be down that low, way down there, where we used to fill it up. Yeah.
How would they unload you to Philadelphia when you unloaded the boat?
With a grabber. They had it.
Like a claw. With
Big
shovel.
Yeah.
How long would it take you to unload once you got down there?
Well, they unload you in a day.
Unload you in a day, and you get turned around. They tow you right back up then to Bristol.
Until you had to wait till the tide turned.
Did you ever boat on the DNR?
Where?
Did you ever come over and boat on the Raritan when you were boating?
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we boated from here up here, Trap Rock. We boated down to Brown Brook.
The Brown Brook.
Yeah.
What were you carrying?
We had stone then.
Stone then. That's when you were working for Hackie Samuels?
Nope. We're still with the company.
Still with the company. You were boating stone then?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went right down through Trenton, and Brown Brook. And then you wait there and get in the lock and get out of the lock. And then they had to wait there for the tow. Then you went to Philadelphia.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you take many trips on the Raritan?
Huh?
Did you take many trips?
No, not too many, no.
Not too many. Describe a typical day when you were boating. Describe a typical day, if you remember, like a typical day when you were boating. What you did from the morning all the way through.
What I done in the morning?
Well, no. See, imagine you were back on the boat, Lucy, okay?
Yeah.
You were getting up in the morning. Go through a day, what you would do from when you got up until you went back to bed. Some of the things you would do.
Oh, boy. More things you do. Lots of things. You'd have to drive, you'd have to cook, and you'd have to do this, steer the boat.
Did you take care of your mules first in the morning? Huh? You took care of your mules the first thing in the morning, right?
Yep.
What would you feed them?
Oats.
Oats.
Yeah.
Did you ever mix molasses with them or anything?
My husband used to have some kind of molasses or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a boatman's strike?
Who?
Do you remember when the boatmen went on strike?
No, I forget that.
Forget that. So I heard a lot of stories about...
What did they go on strike for? More money?
More money.
Oh.
Somebody told me a story one time that they had a boatman strike, and then Joe Reed broke the strike, and everybody wanted to get back at Joe Reed. They were putting glass in his oats and everything because he broke the strike or something. I wonder if you knew anything about the strike.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Don't remember that.
Oh, Joe Reed knew everything.
He knew everything. He told me a lot.
Oh, boy.
Did you know Bobby Best?
Let me see. Bobby who?
Bobby Best. Do you know him?
Yeah. Oh, he lives up in, where was it now?
Up in Westport.
Yeah. But he's not living either.
No. One of his sons is left, Clifford. That's the only one left. Did anything unusual happen when you were lock tending? Anything out of the ordinary? Did any of the boats ever hit the gates or anything?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do then? Would you?
Yeah, well, mostly when you were light, but not when you were loaded, because you better have that lock ready.
You had it locked ready.
Right. That's right. Are you still in Easton?
We're still in Easton.
You are?
Yeah.
At that there building?
Yeah.
You know, I was there to your place. I don't know where you remember then.
I wasn't there then, no. Yoder was probably there.
Oh.
Changed the whole thing around, Lucy.
They did?
Yeah.
Then I had to go up.
You have to come up sometime and we'll show
you. Well, you know, one of my church people, Catherine Detweiler and Clayton Detweiler, wanted to come up. They would like to come up and look in.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of new displays. We got some actual films of the boats in operation.
Oh.
We got a lot of new things we'll have to show you. We also changed the canal boat cabin around too.
Oh.
Did you know Teddy Sherman? He boated for a while.
Teddy Sherman, I don't believe so. Okay. I might have, but they were all...
Long time ago.
Yeah, it's been so long, I forget a lot of them.
Was there a lot of gamble on the canal? People played cards and stuff?
Oh, they played cards, sure. They played cards on Sunday.
Sunday was your day of It was your day of rest.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Nobody ever had horses on the canal, did they?
Had what?
Nobody ever used horses. It was always mules, right?
Oh, no. My brother-in-law had horses. He bought two horses off the destination over here.
What was his name?
That was Charlie White.
Charlie White, okay.
Yeah. But horses are no good because it's too much for them.
Yeah, they would wear themselves out.
They can't stand it.
Yeah, they would wear themselves out.
Like a mule is tough.
Yeah, mules are tougher and they don't get sick as much. They eat less food, too.
That's right.
They eat less, a lot less food.
That's right.
The mules are tough like me.
Well, I'll tell you, you're remarkable, Lucy. You remember an awful lot.
I know a lot more, but it has to come in my head, you know. I have to think it over, you know, because I can't think it over. But if it went today, I'd try to get there somehow.
I think everybody would have voted on it.
Yeah, I really like to think you always had a good living, and you had all, you were never without any money, and then you got your money in the wintertime just before Christmas over to New Hope. And that was supposed to last you, for you and the mules, until you went to in March. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the paymaster's lock up at Siegfried? Do you ever remember the stuff up there?
Yeah.
That's all gone now. They're fixing it up, they're going to rebuild it, but that's being all fixed up. So the biggest thing that people don't realize is, you know, unless they study the canal, is Lehigh and Delaware always run as one unit.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of people, you know, don't realize that.
Oh, I see.
But it's amazing because
sure.
The company, the Call Navigation Company, was unbelievable.
Right.
When she says women across the river, is that what she means?
Yes.
Whenever she said that, I couldn't figure out what she meant why they had to go across the river.
Well, there was two places they could cross. They could cross from the, they didn't cross, they didn't run on the Mars after 1890. They didn't bring the boats over from Pennsylvania, but they could cross into the Delaware and Raritan between Lambertville and New Hope up until the 1920s. When she would boat on the DNR, they'd cross at New Hope, Lambertville. To get over here, they were boat on the Raritan. The lock is still over there. One's by the Shea Odette in New Hope, and the other one's down by the sewer plant in Lambertville.
Well, we used to come across the river here.
Right.
In the boat.
How would you come across, Lucy?
It was a scow, and then he had a cable,
mm-hmm.
and he fastened the cable to us, to our boat, and then they pulled us across. Yeah.
Well, it was like the current, the river pulled the scow across, and the scow pulled you across.
Yeah. And we'd come down here to this lock, and then we went up here and loaded.
You have to pay him
Were you paid? Did you pay a separate fee to go across?
Huh?
Did you pay a separate fee to go across?
Nope.
It was all taken care of.
Nope, we didn't have to pay nothing.
When you boated in the DNR, when you boated on the Raritan, did you have to pay a toll over there?
On the Raritan?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Down below Trenton?
Did they ever charge you anything for boating over there?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
It was just boated right on through with no problems.
Right.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all for them.
What boats did you like better, the old hacky boats your father had or the company boats?
No, I like the Lehigh Cove Navigation.
Okay.
I like that better than I did Hacky Sensor, because Hacky Sensor was kind of funny. Anyway.
What ways?
Well, I didn't go when my father went. Anyway, my brother went.
What was funny about him, though?
I don't know. It was funny about the money.
Tight?
Yeah, and this and that. Then my father got hurt, and then he quit.
Did you know Oscar Gaddis at all?
The Oscar Gaddis?
Yes.
Do I know him?
Did you know him?
That crook, sure. I know him.
You're about the 14th person that told me said that.
He certainly is. Oscar Gaddis certainly was a crook.
Tell me why.
If he could crook you out of the money, sure.
Mm-hmm. How would he cheat you? He could get away with it.
Well, I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Have you got any money? Give me some. Like that.
Yeah,
I hate him. My husband talked to him a lot. I didn't.
Yeah, you're about the 14th person that's told me that.
I don't. I didn't like him.
He commissioned loads and didn't pay?
Huh?
Well, he'd never pay you after you carried.
He hated to leave. He hated to part with the money.
Right. He always claimed he was too poor to pay you.
Yeah.
He'd already done the work.
Yeah. He wouldn't pay you. He was an amazing man. Lucy, it was pretty rough in Bristol Basin, wasn't it? Some of the people hung around there. It was a pretty rough place, wasn't it, Bristol Basin?
Yeah. Yeah. But we used to lay there. I had to lay and lay and lay. We laid there all day Sunday and then some more. And I got the kids right over the boats. And I don't know, they hollered down in the cabin and like that. It was pretty tough. Yeah.
Did you ever have any trouble with the bumping bridges down at Bristol?
The what?
The bumping bridges. Did you ever have any trouble with them?
No, because you had to open it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to have to go ahead and then push it open, you know, and fasten it till the boat got through.
Were they a drawbridge?
Yeah.
No, they were bumping. They were a swing bridge. When the boats would hit them, they had a counterweight. And if you're once they were loosened, they would just push the way the boat would push the bridge out of its way. And then sometimes people would say, other people told me stories where they'd put too many kids would go on the bumping bridge when the boat was coming, and there'd be so many kids on it, the bridge wouldn't close up automatically. Uh-huh. That ever happened to you, Lucy? The bridge, there was people, it'd be spinning the bridges when they would go through?
But see, when we lowered up here, I had to push the, there were two bridges up here.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go ahead of the mules and push it open myself.
On the Raritan?
Yeah, right up here, yeah.
How'd you do with the pole up here?
What?
Describe to me how you would open the bridges up here on the Raritan.
Up here?
Yeah, up here.
Well, you just had to take this, it was a stick to hold it, or something with the helix, you know, and then I got on there, and then I got a hold of it and pulled it, you know, and the mules was way back. They had to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the mules through, then I shut it up again. Then I went up a little further. There was another bridge. Then I had to open that one up too. You had to open up, going up, you had to open up, coming down.
To you or away from
you? Swing to you or away from you, Lucy?
Yes. Yeah.
They swing towards the boat or away from the boat? Away from the boat, wasn't it?
It was.
They pushed away from the boat. They swung away from the boat.
Yeah.
So it was the way the boat that pushed them.
I think you could open it yet. Then two up there, I think you can open them yet, I don't know.
Yeah, two at Bristol are gone.
I don't
know. Yeah, down by the Grundy Clock.
Yeah, and down to Trenton, down there by Trenton, we had a couple that we had to open. Then the kids were lousy. The kids would go to work and open the window and throw tacks down on the ground. Mm-hmm. See if it wouldn't get in my feet. Because we had, when we were kids, we then I was with my daddy, see, and we used to go barefooted.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought I was going to get in the packs, but they got fooled. I didn't.
You're so too smart for them. You saw them down there.
Yeah, sure. Just lousy people.
What did you wear when you worked on the canal?
Huh?
What kind of clothing did you wear when you worked on the canal?
The same as I got on. Same thing. And you know, wasn't no different.
What did your husband wear when he boated? What kind of clothing did he wear when he boated?
The same as you would wear.
Like overhauls?
Overhauls, and sometimes he didn't wear overhauls. He just wore pants and a shirt and like that.
Did he always wear a hat?
Nope.
Never wore a hat?
Nope. No. He wasn't afraid of the sun.
What kind of shoes would he wear?
Just
work shoes? Or?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all.
What was the hardest job on the canal when you were working? The hardest job, physical job?
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to tell you which is the hardest job because I didn't see no hardest.
How about tending the lock? Was it hard to operate the doghouses?
Yeah, that was hard because they blow the horn. There was a bridge. They start to blow at the exodus.
Right.
And then they start to blow. And then I go out and open the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the gates open up easy, sometimes they didn't. They didn't open up all times easy.
How long would it take you to lock the boat through both locks?
How long?
Not
too long, I don't think so.
About 15 minutes per lock?
Yeah, something like that. The boat has to go down, you know, mm-hmm. in, and then you go back, you open the lower gate, and then you go back, and then you have to take there's an arm like that mm-hmm. there.
Right.
And you open that arm, and then you flush the boat out.
Right.
Same as the mule.
Mm-hmm.
It both the lock.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter was good with the lower lock. She knew just how to do it. Yeah.
Lucy, what had the bigger cabins? The sexy boats or the stiff boats? Which had the bigger cabins in them?
The cabins is all alike.
Cabins are all alike.
Yeah. Only two beds, that's all.
Yeah, two bunks, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever sick on the canal?
Huh?
Did you ever get sick when you were on the canal?
Only when I went to Philadelphia that time.
Only when you got seasick?
Yeah.
Never had nothing, no sicknesses?
No, thank God, no, I never had nothing. Nope. I never had nothing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How many miles a day would you cover?
Well, from, not Eastern. You know what they call the chain bridge?
Yep, I own the chain bridge.
Yeah, when it goes up and down and the mules go over.
Yep.
Well, up at that lock, we get up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and ready to go at 4 o'clock. We go from there, we come to Point Pleasant.
That's good 40 miles, 35,
yep.
40 miles in one
yep.
day.
We come that far. Mm-hmm. Then from there, we go up all the way down to Yarderville,
mm-hmm.
Marshville, yeah. Then from Marshville, we go on into Bristol. That was 10 miles.
Yeah.
Then you went all that night. If you couldn't make it, you went all night. Huh?
What time did you have your evening meal? What time did you eat at night?
Well, we ate any time.
Any time, that's what I thought.
We didn't have no schedule. We had no scheduled time.
Lucy, do you have a Nighthawker on your boat?
Huh?
Do you have a Nighthawker on your boat?
Yeah, they're all in my book in there.
Right. Okay, and you had, was it a kerosene or a gas one?
No, I think it was kerosene.
The kerosene.
I think it was, yeah. No, a Nighthawker, and we had the light for the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When the kids got older, where did they sleep? On the floor of the cabin?
When we were all on the boat together, three slept at the top, two slept at the bottom. Me and my older sister and my older sister, both of them's older than I am.
Right.
Well, two of us would sleep up at the head.
Right.
Like that. Then one would sleep down to the bottom. That's
okay.
How we slept.
Like this?
Yep.
Oh boy.
And then my father, my husband, and the one, he slept down in the bottom boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't nobody sleep down to the foot. My brother slept in with my father. My brother did. Yeah.
When you and your husband were boating,
yeah.
Where would your children sleep on the boat?
They sleep down the cabin with us.
Would they sleep in one of the bunks? You would sleep in one bunk and sleep on the...
Yeah. What?
They would sleep on the bunk when your kids would sleep
oh,
on the
yeah.
bunk? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if the bunk gets a little bit higher...
Right.
I used to go to work and it looks like that, and the ground floor is down here. I used to jump out. You had a ladder to get down.
Right.
I didn't bother. I just jumped out.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got everything okay. Not like it is today, boy. I tell you. Them days, that was the days. Today it's rotten. Everything is.
Things were simpler in those days.
What?
Things were simpler, they weren't as complicated.
That's right. Look how it is today. I think I told her and her. Well, the boy came here. He's in jail now. And my son's got, that's my son that went out there. And he's got his television in there. And I had my radio, I got a big radio, and I had that out here. All right. He takes my pocketbook, he goes in the bathroom, and my son's got a big box like that, but he has all his papers in his desk. And I just found it a couple of weeks ago. I got the tin box and I looked in, and there it was. He didn't touch the pictures, but he took my $150, and then he left. So I got my pictures at least. I got them.
Where did you hide your money on the boat?
My husband done the hiding. I didn't.
Did you know where it was?
No, I never asked him. I never asked him nothing.
He would give you the money when you'd ask for some money to do something, or
yeah. If I wanted something, I just tell him, and he'd hand it to me. That's all. Then I had the radio sitting there, a beautiful radio, and I bought it when two legs were built, and he was in the hospital. This black fellow come in. Eddie was washing the dishes. I was laying down. I heard Eddie holler, and he said, go out. He said, get out of here. You don't belong here. He picked up the radio, and he left with it. And Eddie said, Mom, he stole your radio. So then he went to work at the
Lucy, did you ever swim in the canal when you were...
Did I swim?
In the canal when you were boating.
Oh, well, not when I was going. When I stopped, I did. I could swim.
Was the canal clean or was it dirty?
Some places was dirty, yeah. I bet my daughter, when she swam, oh boy, she lived in the water.
She lived in the water.
And she'd jump in and come out and steer the boat and jump in.
So your daughter helped steer the boat then? Your daughter helped you steer the boat then?
Oh, yes. She knew how to steer the boat, yeah.
Did she walk the mules too?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Was there any crimes on the canal, like people would steal tow lines from each other and things like this?
I don't know where they did or not. I couldn't tell you where they stole anything or not. I couldn't. Only thing that I told you is that they sold the coal. Mm-hmm. To somebody for to get booze.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
Okay. Did you ever have tow lines break on you?
Huh?
Did you ever have tow lines break on you?
Oh, yeah, sure. My husband, he used to cut them, you know, then he fixed them together.
Spike them.
Yeah, he knew how to do it. Yeah.
Where would you buy your stuff from? The company, like your tow lines and everything?
Yep. You can get them at Whiteport.
Okay. Where would you leave your boat in the wintertime?
When we believe we left it down to Point Pleasant.
Down to Point Pleasant.
When they told us the water was going to go out, we had to shove it right out in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And a rope here on this side, and a rope on that side on both sides. So we'd stay there all winter.
Mm-hmm. Right off.
Yeah. They used to drain it in the wintertime to do the Paris and Canal.
Yeah.
Did your husband ever have to work on repairs? Did your husband ever have to work repairing the canal? It's always taken care of by the work crews, right?
You mean the boat?
No, not the boat, the canal itself. Did your husband ever work fixing
it? Oh, no. You mean like the bank board?
Yeah, the bank.
That's in my book. Harry Walford. It's in the book there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bank boy. He watched the banks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had muskrats. Muskrats would cause problems with it. Certain times you could cave in. The back canal's lined with clay. If you pierce that clay layer, it's going to leak like a sieve and it's going to break through eventually.
You know who wanted to get one of the boats? He lives up here on the hill here. I forget his name now. I can't think of it. But anyway, Lindblad. He's very anxious about the canal. Very anxious about it. So
sure.
He wanted. He went up to Whiteport and see if he could get a boat. Then he wanted to fetch it up here on the hill, put it on rollers, and then set it there for the people.
There aren't any more boats left, though.
No, he went up and he said, Mommy says everything's gone.
Yeah, everything's gone. There's no more boats left. They pulled the only place they got boats left. There's 30 boats sunk in a quarry in Northampton. Up by Siegfried, up by the paymaster's lock, there was a quarry. And they pulled one out about a year ago, but they didn't take care of it and it fell apart.
Oh, I see.
But they were all sunk. Where did everybody quit boating?
Oh, I see.
They took them and sunk them in the quarry.
Oh, they sunk them in the quarry?
Yeah, Northampton. You know that cement quarry was in Northampton?
Yeah, I know where that is.
Well, they sunk them in the quarry. The good boats took up for coal dirt. You know, when they pumped the coal, the good boats went on coal dirt.
Yeah.
Then when the 42 flood came, the 42 flood came and destroyed the canal.
Yeah.
That was in the coal dirt. So it took, the other boats were sunk down the bottom of that quarry.
Yeah.
There's 30 boats on the bottom of that quarry.
Oh, boy.
It just seems like a disposal place.
I'm thinking of a place for the steam engine and over the Hopewell.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, where they dive off, sir?
Mm-hmm.
There's one right down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the old dragons, whatever you want to call it.
They do illegal people will sink just to get rid of stuff, and they just get out of the way. They just, the easiest thing in the world to sink it or just drop it, they just do it.
Well, what that quarry did, I believe. So I'm not going to say nothing about it, but it filled up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it covered the engines. It was only donkey engines.
Mm-hmm.
That was all done after that. You could dive off of there, we used to swim into it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, my God, you could drown here this time, I think.
I know some of the boats in that quarry in Northampton are down 185 feet.
Well, this is one out of Hopewell. You're going right into Hopewell.
What if that's the quarry my son went
to? Could be. It's amazing. It's amazing what people will do, but there aren't any more boats left.
Take care.
Lucy, so your husband got tired of boating then, right?
Yeah, well, I did too in the end.
How come?
I don't know. We didn't want to boat anymore. So we quit, and then they said, well, all right, you can have the lock. It's for present.
How many years did you lock then?
I think we went away from there. I don't know where it was,
31 or 32.
Yeah, 32. Something like that, I don't know. But I know, we told him we didn't want a boat anymore. And he said, all right. And I said, how about, well, he said, we need a lock tender.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the lock tender quit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we need two for the lock of Point Pleasant. So my husband said, okay. So then my daughter, pin lock, but when she went to school, she couldn't. I'd go down to the lower lock, or else he'd go down to the lower lock.
How old was your daughter when you were when you were tending the lock?
When I was tending the lock.
Yeah, how old was she?
Well, she went to school.
Mm.
You're going to school. I forget just how old.
8 or 9, 10 years old.
Yeah, something like that. More than that, I think. Yeah.
Lucy, do you have a conch shell you blew on the boat?
Huh?
Do you have a conch shell you blew on the boat to tell the lock tenders to open up?
I want to get one of them.
You want a conch shell?
I want to try to buy one.
I'll bring you one down.
Oh, good.
We sell them. I brought one to Jimmy Brown. I'll bring you one, too.
You know, I tried to buy one. I want to buy one, and then I can buy one of them things and make a, you know,
Make them sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring you a lock. I'll bring you a conch shell down.
Go outside here and scare everybody to death.
Do you ever use the tin horns? Some of the guys use the tin horns. Do you ever use a tin horn?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called fish horns, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to furnish a lock tender's house? Do you have to bring your own furnishing in the lock tender's house?
Mm-mm.
It was already furnished when you got it.
Yeah.
What kind of furniture do they have in there for you?
Oh, well, they had a nice big kitchen. Everything was in there.
Stove, table,
yeah.
Beds and everything?
Yeah, upstairs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, upstairs, yeah.
They had to supply dishes and linens?
Yeah,
Yeah. Did you take your own dishes?
I don't know who lives in there now.
Did you take dishes with you when you moved there, Lucy?
Huh?
You said you take things off the boat, like your dishes with you when you went there? Your dishes and your linens, you take them with you?
Yeah, I took them with, yeah, when I quit, yeah.
So it must have been a lot more room to relax than when you do when you were boating.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing.
Boy, that's amazing. I still can't get old Jimmy.
You're going to see Jimmy in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. He's like, and her, she's so little.
Mm-hmm.
And then she used to get her arms around me. And, oh, Lucy, remember the old times? They came up from Bristol, and they came up to Point Pleasant.
Well, Jimmy moved from Point Pleasant about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I lived in Point Pleasant.
Yeah, he lives down in Lansdale right
now. Yeah.
And he moved to a new apartment.
Yeah.
He's in very good health. In fact, they have the canal lock. We have a canal reunion every year. Bring all the people together in June.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was up there dancing the jig. He's up on stage and he was dancing the jig. His eyes, he's got a cataract. Other than that, he's in good shape. Yeah, I come up on June, Lucy. We have like a little picnic for all the canal boat people. And if you'd like to come, you know, you're all invited up to the picnic.
Wouldn't you like to go, Lucy?
Go where?
Up the
east, and we have a picnic in June for all the canal people.
You do?
Yeah, you're invited up. Now I know you're here. You're invited up. We have picnic. We have all kinds of food.
Sure, I'll go.
And we have a big picnic pavilion, and it'll all be there. Everybody will be there.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be nice.
Will you dance, Lizzie?
Huh?
Will you dance?
No, sir. Not me. My dancing days are over.
Did you ever dance while you're on the canal?
No. What were you going to dance on? You danced on the hatch where you were steering the end.
On the hatch.
Yeah, that's all.
You used to have two tillers, one for a small one for a loaded boat and a long one for an empty boat, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the boats always had locked hatches where they put the coal underneath, right?
Yeah.
But they would give you so much coal to burn in your own stove, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't say enough. They put enough on your hinges.
Mm-hmm.
They just pour it on.
Right.
And then you just have to stack it up. And then that if you run short, why then? Of course, that ain't right, though. We would steal some, say it was your coal, and
right.
You were paying for it.
Right.
But we might steal a little bit, but that wouldn't be right.
Everybody did that. Everybody did
they
that.
They sold it for booze, too.
Yep, that's the truth.
Yep, they sure did. They sold it for booze. Yep, so they could get some booze, but not us. He didn't do nothing like that. But my husband never drank, never smoked, nothing.
Uh-uh. Did you know Irv Emery?
Huh?
Did you know Irv Emery?
Yep. I guess he's going too.
He's going too.
Yeah, I know him.
We have his harness though. He gave us his harness.
Yeah. You know the one I like? He always kidding. Whiskey Jack.
Whiskey Jack Miller.
Yeah.
He is buried up in Nepertenicum Church.
Is the boy living?
He's dead, too.
Oh, did he have none?
He's dead, too.
Oh.
Do you know Uncle John Winters? You know him?
Yep. John Winters?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're going, too, ain't they?
They're going, too.
Yeah.
Lucy, long as he's asking you about people, you didn't ever meet a Silas Keeler, did you?
Who?
Silas Keeler.
Silas Keeler?
Lived in Lumberville.
No, I don't think so. You see, Lumberville now is altogether different from when I lived
right,
in Lumberville. And the same way with Point Pleasant. When I lived in Point Pleasant, you know where the blacksmith shop was?
Yeah.
Well, right there was the blacksmith shop.
Right by Emery and Emery.
Yeah,
yes.
Right there. And when we lived at the loft.
Lucy, do you know Ray Devereaux?
Yeah.
He's still, his son's still alive, young Ray.
Oh, I see.
He's still alive.
Well, what did you do? But did you build on more at your place?
We built on more, we put in new displays, and we got a whole wall of pictures of people who worked on the canal. And we've been doing a lot of new things, so you'll like it. But I want to come up in June, definitely, because we have a picnic, and we have a big pavilion, so you're out of the sun.
Don't forget, honey.
June 25th. You know, we bring them all together. We had 25 of them there last year. We had they were all there. Jimmy was there, Vi was there, the Dreher boys, the Squoke brothers. They were all there. Everyone I could find was there.
I love it.
Did you know many of the maintenance people who worked on the canal?
Huh?
Did you know many of the bank bosses who worked on the canal?
No, only one is all I knew.
We'll write it on your calendar, Lucy.
Huh?
We'll put it on your calendar.
Did you know Wismer, who was the bank boss at Easton?
Who?
Wismer, Harry Wismer. Did you know him?
I think I do, but I don't. Was he on the canal?
He was on the canal and he became a bank boss.
I don't know. I forgot so many.
Who was your best friends on the canal, Lucy?
All of them.
All of them. You all stuck together.
Yeah. We didn't fight with nobody. We was all good together. And where we laid on Sunday, some of the women, they'd wash too, same as I would.
You're washing on Sunday?
Yeah. You stick the pole down in the, where you pump the boat, you know?
The well hole.
The water out.
Right, yeah.
Where you stick your pole down in there, and then go back. Stick your pole in another place,
mm-hmm.
Then you hang your clothes.
You had four of those holes in each boat,
yeah.
Didn't you, each section?
Yeah. And my husband, he used to go up over the hill and pick them, what do you call them, berries?
Huckleberries.
That's it. They'd go up, the men would go up over the hill and pick the huckleberries.
Yeah. Did you use clothespins, Lucy?
Huh?
Did you use clothespins?
Oh, yeah.
Carol, would you speak your name into the thing just for the record?
Yes, I'm Carol Simonson. I live in Lumberville.
Okay.
And I met Lucy a long time ago over here in Lambertville.
That's right.
And then I heard through Carla, what's Carla's last name, Phoebe?
Van Dyke.
Carla Van Dyke, who ran the bookstore in Lumberville.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Phoebe Taylor wants to do a book on the canal someday. And I said, well, you know, I met an old lady who boated the canal. I don't know if she's still alive, but if I ever find her, I'll let you know, and you let Phoebe know. 2 weeks later, I went to church, and I saw Lucy sitting in the foyer. And I said to somebody, isn't that Lucy DiGiorgio? Because I always remembered your name. And they said, yes. And that's how it all happened. So I called Phoebe, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want Gladys to put it in. That's my homemaker. And she wanted to put my picture in the paper. And she took my picture in there, and she took it, and she put it in the paper. My picture's in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
But they all cut it out. The landlord here, his wife, she cut it out and put it in the frame.
Were you a strong woman, Lucy, as other women are compared?
Yeah, well, I was. Thank God, I was never sick. You know, when I was young, I was always trying to take care of myself, you know, and like that.
But you had strong arms and good muscles. You were a strong person.
Yeah.
Could you lift about as much as your husband could lift?
Oh, no.
Not that.
Well, he wouldn't let me lift it anyway, but I didn't.
Did you ever fall overboard besides the time with the shotgun?
Fell overboard?
Yes.
Yeah, I fell overboard, but it didn't make any difference. I could swim anyway.
Okay.
Because my father, when he lived at Lumberville, he said, you're going to swim. And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, yes, you are. And my Aunt Lizzie, she was there, and her husband, State Dillon, they lived up a tumble, and they were there. Aunt Lizzie got ready and put her bathing suit on, and she got back. She went down back to the canal.
Tell me what the bathing suit looks like. Can you tell me what it looks like?
Mine?
No, hers. Lizzie's bathing suit. What did it look like?
She might as well not have none on. She might as well went in with none.
Was it a two-piece bathing suit?
That's good, my passion. I know I had a regular. Papa bought me a regular bathing suit.
Same type.
So he said, Aunt Lizzie said, now I'm gone. She said, come on. And the boat laid there. So Pop said, come on, get on the boat. So I got on the boat, and he said, put the rope right around here.
Around your middle, huh?
Yep. And he said, now you get in the canal. I said, no, I'm not. You're going to drown me. He said, I will if you don't swim. You're going to drown.
Were you scared?
So she paddled right across the, you know, over to the towpath. She said, come on over here to me. I was hanging onto the boat in the water.
one arm in the boat and one arm
yeah,
in the water.
Yeah, and I was going like that. I said, no.
Can't reach you.
Papa says, I'm going to let go of the rope. I'm going to let go. You're going to drown. So I started like a dog, you know.
Doggy paddle.
Yep. I went all the way across to her, and she clapped her hands, and Pop said, okay, I'll leave the rope go now. He said, I'll hang on to it. You come on back. So I come back, and then I swam, and then I learned how to swim.
So how old were you? How old were you, Lucy, when you did that?
Yeah, huh?
Eight, I guess.
Yes, you must be 8 or 9 then when you did that.
Yeah. But Pop said, you're going to drown. I don't care. I'm going to let you drown. I said, yeah. You know where the cake and beer house is?
Yeah, I know where the cake and beer house is.
You do?
Cake
and beer house.
Okay.
Cake and beer house.
How do you eat cake?
Right.
You know where it is?
No.
I know where it's at.
What? Let him show you.
I'll show you.
Yeah. I'm just glad to know that you're saying cake. What? We never figured.
No, it took me a long time to learn, too, because, you know, when I first hit it, but everybody talked about that place, the Cake and Beer House.
Yeah, well, that was the name of it, too,
mm-hmm.
Cake and Beer House. But, to see, that's all the further you can go with a boat, see, you know, there. And I wondered then, when we go with that scow over New Hope, you get 2 mules.
See,
and you can get on that scow and go from there up to Cake and Beer House. Then you put the planks out, 2 planks. Then you can walk out, go up there, the chairs up there, and the tables, and you can have your lunch there.
See, this is what I want to... Huh? Barges on the canal, just boats and scows, right?
That's all.
Just boats and scows.
So
and
this isn't authentic at all.
Oh, pardon me. You actually insult a person working the boat by calling a barge, because a barge didn't have to steer nothing. A barge person didn't have to work. A boat person, you got to work. And that's why it's actually an insult to call those things barges.
I see.
They're actually scows.
Hmm.
They're like a work. They're like the old work scows.
Hmm. So what's in a name? It is important.
Very much so, because you're actually insulting people if you call them barges, because they were boats. A boat person's got to work on a boat and steer the boat, and you know, do a lot of things. A barge person has no right or anything. You're just along for the ride. Lucy, you're gonna go for a boat ride this summer when we get our boat operating.
Wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun.
Well, I wanted to ask some of them if they would go.
Well, he doesn't mean, Len Smith doesn't mean the New Hope.
No, we have a ride in Easton.
He doesn't mean that boat.
No.
He means the old kind.
We have an old boat at Easton. We have an old wooden boat at Easton.
Oh.
The kind you used to ride.
We have up at Easton. And we'll put you on the 25th. I have one special ride with just the boat people on. And it's the first ride of the day that day. We'll put you on. And it's a wooden boat. But see, I want to make that point. There were never any barges on the Lehigh or Delaware Canal.
Only the Erie, huh?
Only not the Erie. The canal was replaced the Erie. So they tore the Erie up and they built what they called New York State Barge Canal, which is pushed or pulled by tugboats. And that's a barge that you don't have to steer anything on. The boats in the Lehigh, you had to do a lot of work on them.
That's why she talks about steering, cooking,
right.
Steering.
Lucy, did you ever have any trouble unhinging the boats? Did they ever get sticky on you?
Huh?
Did you ever have trouble unhinging the boats?
Heating it?
No, unhinging them.
Oh,
did you ever have any trouble unhinging
sometimes,
them?
Sometimes it would get fast, but then you'd have to pound it, you know, to get it loose, yeah. Yeah, to get it loose. Because it had to be loose.
Right.
For it to unload.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put them side by side.
Right.
Yeah, and then they unload them.
Oh, the
we unloaded at
yes.
Lumberville, we unloaded Point Pleasant, we unloaded, lots of places.
Did you ever unload down your Leedens, down Yardley? Did you ever unload down there?
Yep.
Bristol Coal and Ice?
Yep.
Tattersall's?
Yep.
Tattersall's a big yard, wasn't it, Lucy?
Yeah.
Would you ever unload the place that used to have a mule or like a horse with a bucket would come down and unload the stuff by a bucket, like with a derrick powered by a horse?
No, I never
did that.
With a horse.
No, somebody told me it was a place on the Delaware Canal where they used to have a big bucket that went down the boat. You guys used to shovel the coal in the bucket.
Yeah.
Then a horse used to run a derrick and pull the bucket up.
Oh, yeah, sure, you're right. Certainly they've done it. Sure.
They've done it that way.
Sure.
More than one place or just one?
That's the way they've done it, yeah. Yeah, sure.
In more more than one place or just one place?
Oh, yeah, sure. Down at Marshall, they had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had a horse.
Was it hard to keep the cabin clean in the canal?
No, because it was nothing to it, because
was
one had to get out of the other one's way, or they'd trip on one another.
Right.
Oh, all right, when the stove wasn't down there, it was all right. But you had to put the stove down in there, well, then it's a little bit tight.
So you take the stove apart and take it up on top deck during the summertime,
then,
right?
You don't have to take it apart. There's nothing to take apart.
Okay.
It just take the legs. The legs just hook fast.
Right.
Take the legs out, and that's it.
And just carry it up.
Yep. Yeah. Then you go to work and put it down in the cabin.
Okay.
For the winter time.
They folded it up.
Yeah, took it up the top, the top deck. It was too hot because the cabin's only about 8 by 10 feet.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what it's like in the summertime there with a coal stove, you know, an 8 by 10 foot cabin. Lucy, were you ever uncomfortable aboard the boat? Were you ever cold, ever hot?
Oh, it was warm, yeah.
How about when you were wet? Sometimes I think about that on these wet days. What did you do when you were wet? Did you keep the stove running to keep your clothes dry, or what?
You mean when the winter time?
No, not winter.
Rain.
Rainy days.
Oh.
Did you keep the stove going to dry yourself off?
No, I never bothered. I just took the wet clothes off and put other ones on, that's all. But we got in loads of showers. Oh, we got, and one in the Easton was terrible. Oh,
Tell me about that. Coming
around by your place where you're
right, at. Right.
Coming around in that lock, it lightened and thundered, but you couldn't get in. Where was you going to get in? You had to stand. Many a time I hung fast to the harness with the mule. Yeah. And they say the mule's shoe grows light, but I couldn't help it. I just had to hang on.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have fly nets on your harnesses?
Huh?
Do you have fly nets on your harnesses?
Yeah, I had fly nets on, and I made them a little thing for their ear to put down so the flies wouldn't get on their ears, too.
Oh.
And then I tied that in under there for them.
What'd you make it out of?
Anything at all.
Cloth?
You could take anything and just make a, you know, and take it just like, put it down over the top of your measure, you know, and put this. It wasn't hard to do, but I did it because the flies were bad, you know.
Did you make your own clothes or buy most of your clothes you
work with now? No, I didn't make no clothes. I bought the clothes, yeah.
Were there certain stores you would trade in more than others along the canal?
Huh?
Were there certain stores you would trade in more than others on the canal, or did you just patronize them all? No one particular store? Okay.
Was there any one store that had better bread or better cheese than another one?
No, they were all about alike. They weren't much different. We weren't choosy anyway, so what? As long as we got enough to eat, that was enough.
Were you a big eater?
Who?
Lucy? You and your husband?
Uh-uh.
No? I think you'd be starved up there at work.
How many meals a day would you eat, Lucy?
Huh?
How many meals a day would you eat?
Three. Yeah.
What would you have for breakfast, usually?
Well, sometimes I had coffee and fry a couple eggs, but I'd have to fry it out the hinges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd have to run back because the boat was going aground.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go back
and grab the rudder.
And then go out again and get it. It wasn't no snap, is it?
Mm.
You had to hurry.
That's a good 35 feet.
Yep. You had to get it because if you didn't, the boat would go aground. You know, you had to do it. But I enjoyed every bit of it. I don't care. I enjoyed every bit of it. I wouldn't care if I was younger. I'd say it and then was going, come on, let's go.
Did you feel sad, Lucy, when they stopped running, when they told you you couldn't lock them anymore?
I heard that they were going to give it up, and I thought, oh, Lord, there it is.
Did you have any premonitions that you were going to do that? Was things getting slower and slower on the canal the last couple of years?
Huh?
With things getting slower and slower.
Yeah. Because they know they were going to close up, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the boss at my chunk, he was a nice man.
Churchy.
Yes, sir. He was very nice.
He was a well-dressed man, wasn't he, Lucy?
Yeah. He was always dressed up nice. Always. But he was always good to all the people.
Very nice.
To everybody, yeah.
I've never heard any of the people say a bad word against Dying Church.
No, they didn't. Uh-uh.
It's interesting how history writes people's reputations.
No, nobody said no bad words about him or nothing.
No, he was quite a man.
Yeah, he sure was. He certainly was.
Did you ever have any trouble getting loaded up at...
You had to wait your turn, you know.
Right.
When it was your turn, why then they holler. Whatever your number your vote is, why then you have to pull around and come into the chute.
The Delaware people got loads in the Delaware Canal, and Lehigh got the loads of both Lehigh and Delaware, right? You never took no short trips like in Northampton or Eastern, did you?
Well, they moved from up to my chunk, moved down to
Lorries.
That's right.
Down to Lorries.
That's right.
What'd you like better, Mock Chunk or Lorries? Which did you like better?
I liked that down there.
At Lorries?
Yeah, that was nice.
It was more modern, wasn't it, Lucy?
Yeah. And the big lock was there. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. It's still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything else is gone. The 42 flood's gone. Took everything else away. But the lock is still there.
Oh, boy.
The boatyard was there, too. After moved down from Weisport then, too, they moved down to Lorries. The boatyard was there.
Oh. Yeah, but you see, I can't take nobody along the canal because you can't get Coast Stewart with a boat.
No, you can't. You can't.
Clayton and Catherine wanted to go. And so Vernon said he would drive because he knows how to go. But in the town, you know. And up at the switchback, as you say, there's nothing there.
Lucy, was there any prejudice against people working on the canal? Did people ever tease you because you worked on the canal when you were a kid?
No, only the...
I'm going to...
Huh?
They're fixing the porch.
What did he say?
I'm going to fix the porch.
Oh, okay. No, they didn't. No.
It's amazing because most people in these towns knew the canal and respected it. It was like the bigger areas like Easton and Glendon and up in that area, Allentown and Bethlehem had
problems. They used to call you Rusty Canaler.
We never get rich.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say the rest. What they called you.
Yep.
They called you that bad name, and I wouldn't pronounce it. I don't want to pronounce it.
They would do that.
Yeah. That's what they call you. But I wouldn't pay any attention to them.
Did you ever notice people stopping their cars and watch the boats go by?
Huh?
Did you ever notice people stopping the cars and watch the boats go by?
Yeah. Oh, we stopped at, you know where Irwinna is?
I know Irwinna very well.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, you know where the store is Irwinna?
Yes.
Is it there yet?
No.
The store ain't there?
Nope.
Right there close to the canal?
Nope, it's not there.
Oh,
the store up at Black Eddie's there. Singley's is
there. Yeah, I know, but I mean in the Irwinna.
No. Not there no more.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, what happened? We went to, tied up there and we put the mules away and fed them, and then we went in and my husband said, let's get a little bite to eat before we go lay down. And I said, okay. So then we laid down and we fell asleep. Then pretty soon we heard somebody patting up on the, I caught up on the top.
You mean the hatch cover?
Yeah. And we locked the boat. When we get down in the bottom, see, we lock it on the inside.
With a slide?
Yeah.
Right.
And then nobody can get in. So this party was up there going like that, you know. And I said to him, oh, Lord, my God, there's somebody up on the bottom. Up on the top. I said, I wonder what it is. What do they want? So... Anyway, it woke the man up from the store. Because we had our mules in his barn. And so, he kept on going, and My husband said, don't.
Late at night now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, don't go up. He said, stay down. To me, to stay down. I said, well, don't stick your head out because you don't know what they're going to do. Well, then the man at the store heard him. He got up and he come down. And then he come to us. And he said, Jonas, he said, this is so-and-so at the store. He said, open the lock. I want to talk to you. So he did. And he pulled the slide over and he talked to him. He said, you know what? There's two fellas on your boat. They were trying to get down in your cabin. I know another thing they wanted to try to do. And he said, we had our Nighthawker out on
on the Dasher.
Yep, on the Dasher, and where this thing could set. And so he said, don't worry. He said, I'm going to stay awake the rest of the night. He said, I'll have the gun. We found out what they wanted. They wanted to steal some coal. Mm-hmm. They wanted coal to take down to the hotel. You know where the hotel is.
Yeah, I know the hotel there.
Yep. Well, then they wanted to get some money. Or get some coal so they could sell it to get some liquor. And that's what they went to. Then they didn't get nothing, you know what they
got? How are they going to carry coal? In a bag?
Yeah, put it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, just have the lid up, that's all, yeah. And pour it in the bag.
I've got some in the bag.
Yeah, and so then what did they do? We had a place where you put the Nighthawker sitting on. They went to work and they messed on that.
Mm.
They messed it all over. So, well, we got up in the morning when we left. The man at the store was there and he said, are you all right? And I said, yeah, I'm all right. Well, he said, I'm glad you didn't come up. He said, I come down. I got out of bed because he said, my dog barked and I knew there was something wrong. He said, they wanted to get the coal, steal it, to take it down to that hotel so they could get some drinks. And they couldn't get it, so that's what they done on. So my husband told him to look out what they done to the water. Of course, we pulled it out of the coal, and then we put it, washed it. He scrubbed it all up again. Sure, they got mad because they couldn't get nothing, so they thought, well, I'll do that.
Now, would they bootleg the coal and sell it for less money to the hotel?
Yeah. They sell it to them for booze.
Yeah, they give a couple of bottles of booze.
Sure.
They knew they were buying stolen goods.
Oh, everybody did.
Oh. Yeah.
The canal, nobody living along the canal bought coal. You either knew somebody, the boatman, or sometimes when you were locked in, the boat would give you some coal, wouldn't it, Lucy? Yep, they would do that.
But when you unload your boat, and then you have to, where the coal is, you have to pull them planks up.
Yeah, because they're underneath it. It's underneath.
Yeah, well, he knows. And then, if there's anything underneath that, that belongs to you.
Yep.
All that belongs to you.
So you just keep your floor planks kind of loose. So the coal was filtered down under there.
Yeah.
So it was double bottom on the boat.
And no one along the canal had to buy coal. They all had
some source, you know. Sometimes guys are going to win it over. Like Jimmy Brown went it over one time at Point Pleasant. He told me they stored the coal, a couple hundred pounds, you know, or more, before they quit boating. And he tied with Billy Licklider one season at Point Pleasant, and had the coal already stored there. They had it dug out, and they just took the coal out and burned it all the way through. Coal was cheap. The company made a fortune out of it. They didn't care. You know, what's a 100-ton boat? What's a couple hundred pounds of coal here and there? You know, or a ton of coal on a 100-ton boat.
Now, this is when people heated primarily with coal?
Yeah.
Or coal and wood?
Coal. Coal was primarily the thing. The wood was almost... There are more forests around here now, Carol, than there were in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the farms which were viable then aren't viable today. We've grown up. In fact, a lot of this whole area was almost clear cut by the time of the Civil War, because everybody had farms and big families, and they burned the wood and everything, and coal, of course, was the primary fuel. The thing that the stretch of Lehigh Coal Navigation, which ran the two canals as one unit, they were in the business of delivering coal, and they kept the Delaware Canal going because there was no railroad, you see, in the Pennsylvania side. See, you got the Belldale here in the Jersey side, but from Easton all the way down to Yardley, there's no railroad. So they kept the canal going to bring coal to like Tinsman's and Tattersall's and Leedon's and Bristol Coal and Ice and O'Donnell's and all the coal yards, Woods and all the Woodbury, all the coal yards between Easton and Bristol. They would use the canal to bring the coal down to them. That's why the canal stayed active so long.
That was the reason.
Yeah. So the company owned the canals. They owned the coal. They owned everything. They owned the boats. Did you ever have, did you always have the same boat, Lucy? Or you switch, how many boats, different boats did you have?
Well, the only time they made us change boats was, I don't know how long it was, but we used to have to, when the light boat come in and the loaded boat went out, well, then you have to take that boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to have a man to clean your cabin all out and everything. You have to clean it all up before you could get on it.
Did you ever have a boat with bed bugs?
Huh?
Did you ever had bed bugs in the boat?
Nope. That's one thing I never had.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's one thing I never had.
I used to hear a story about old Billy Licklider. He used to say, if you went, he'd say to you, got any bed bugs? And if you said no, he put bed bugs down your stove hole.
To make sure you had some.
A lot of boats had, didn't they, Lucy? A lot of the boats had bed bugs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Did you have a straw tick on your bunks?
A what?
What kind of mattress did you have? A straw tick on the.
Yep.
A straw tick on your bunks.
Yep. Yeah.
They were pretty warm. The cabins were pretty warm, weren't they?
Oh yeah. You only had two little windows.
Right. They were in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
And you could go out in the cargo hold. There's a door that opens out there, wasn't there, Lucy?
Yeah. There's a door that goes out to the coal.
Right.
But, and when it, you can go out there when it's empty.
Right, because the door opens out. It doesn't open in.
Yeah.
When it was empty, you couldn't open it because it was full of coal.
Yeah. When it's all full of coal.
Well, Lucy, I want to thank you very much for your time. It was good to meet you. Next time I go down and see you, I'm going to bring you a conch shell. It's my promise. You'll have a conch shell for me.
Huh?
I'm going to bring you down a conch shell next time I come down.
Well, I think you're wonderful. And I'm so glad.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. Thank you.
And
I'm going to bring Jimmy Brown to see you, too.
Yeah.
That's my promise.
Oh, boy, that's good.
That's my promise, Lucy.
That's good.